Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 23. The art and skill of creating more moments of joy. When I give classes and workshops on how to create more moments of joy, I frequently start off by asking the participants, are you ready to create more moments of joy in your life? Those who are ready respond with a loud, enthusiastic yes. Perhaps you too are ready now. And if you aren't ready yet, you can decide to be ready at any moment. That moment will be a great moment in your life. Consciously choosing to willfully add moments of joy to your life will benefit you for the rest of your life. You have a lot to gain and nothing to lose. The art and skill of creating more moments of joy is a fairly easy skill to learn, and it's a skill. It took longer to learn many of your other skills. And even though other skills you know have took time, you spent the time, you spent effort in doing it, and you have a skill. To the skill of creating more moments of joy. Rambam Maimonides writes that the way to develop any trait is to practice the actions of that trait over and over again. That is the way to develop kindness, courage, patience, speaking and acting with joy and gratitude. That is the way to become a person who takes action. Many people feel that they need special achievements and special occasions to experience joy. But we can all experience many moments of joy throughout a regular day. And you can allow these talks and you can allow this book, Life is Now, to be a guide for you. When you know how to create and access more joy, you will create a better life for yourself and your family. When you're in a joyful state, it's easier to be at your best. Being joyful is good for your health. Being joyful is conducive for getting along better with other people. Being joyful is at the root of authentic spirituality. A person experiencing difficult and challenging life situations won't be happy, but he can still choose to say and do many things that will enable him to experience moments of joy. For example, a person who just lost his job isn't happy about it. He might have a mortgage, and he's worried about how he'll make the payments. But while he's thinking about what he can do to support his family and make the payments, he can still take actions that will be a source of meaningful joy. For instance, take a little thing like he can help a young child cross a busy street, or he can encourage someone who needs an emotional lift. When a person makes a blessing before and after eating, he can be joyful that he is connecting with the infinite and the eternal. He will still need to find solutions to his problems, but the moment of joy will put him in a better frame of mind for thinking more clearly. A person who finds himself in a challenging environment is likely to find it difficult to maintain happiness, but he will still be able to create moments of joy throughout each day. Moments of joy add up. The more joyful moments you experience, these will be to create even more moments of joy. And when you think about your life, these moments of joy will automatically come to your mind.